This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. This is Ricky Brown. He's an Air Force veteran. Thank you for your service. Former commercial pilot and an author. Ricky, welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
So you have a new book out, The Five Hazardous Attitudes, Ways to Win the War Within. This sounds awesome for, you know, the cybersecurity community to become more self-aware and more resilient. Can you tell us what inspired you to put this book together?
Absolutely. So the initial inspiration actually came from me being invited into a cohort of guys. And we were in this leadership cohort that was centered around self-awareness. And these guys are leading like major organizations. And so it was a high investment. The group paid for everything for us, and they invested in our leadership. So we flew twice a month for 3 days every other week. Okay, so 6 days a month and met with each other. And one of the things that we did is we studied major leaders and CEOs that had had a great crash in life, a great public fall. And some of those leaders ended up being our instructors. So they would literally walk into the room and say, hey, you guys may have seen me on TV or the news. I totally crashed my entire life and my company and my organization. Here's how I did it. Because we always learn from people who are successful, but we also need to learn from people who were successful and then had a great crash in life. And one of the main consistent themes that I saw was hazardous attitudes. So I had already had this framework as a pilot because the FAA requires every pilot to know and understand the five hazardous attitudes before they can get their license. So it only made sense for me to create five fables illustrating each of the attitudes so that we can learn a costly lesson from the characters without paying for it ourselves.
Ricky, that sounds brilliant. Let's go through each of those five hazardous attitudes and how do we counter them? Let's start with the first one. Anti-authority, I believe, is in your book.
Yes, anti-authority. This is a hazardous attitude. It causes people to say, you can't tell me what to do. So long story short, you can go on YouTube and listen to cockpit voice recordings of pilots arguing with air traffic control because they don't like the instructions they've been given. The problem with that is air traffic control's job is to control the traffic in the air. So and you can realize that this can be very, very dangerous and something that we should never do. So anti-authority causes people to feel like you can't tell me what to do. And the antidote to that is literally saying out loud, follow the rules, they're usually right. So that's very interesting. In the Pilot Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, the FAA has published that the antidote to each of these hazardous attitudes is actually using your words. So if the FAA understands the power of our words, then how much more should we understand that? So that's the first one, is the anti-authority. And the antidote is saying out loud, follow the rules, they're usually right.
That's excellent. And the second one, invulnerability. I think in cybersecurity, we all yeah. have agreed we're not battleship hardened.
Nobody's invulnerable. Yeah.
There's breaches every day, every single day. Yeah. And the more money we put into cybersecurity to defend, the more the cyber criminals come up with new tools and techniques.
Yeah. Yeah. If your password is password, you have the hazardous attitude of invulnerability. Okay. If your PIN number is 1234, I don't even think that's allowed. I think the machine will kick it out. You know, let's be honest. The reason why cybersecurity is so important is because you've got people in positions and even consumers that have this attitude of invulnerability. And that's what it is. The hazardous attitude of invulnerability says consequences happen, but they won't happen to me. And so the antidote to that one is it can happen to me. And to literally say that out loud, to think about what we're doing, because you're right, impenetrable or invulnerable security systems and networks, it just does not exist. So it's absolutely applicable to cybersecurity.
And I think this is great advice for boards of directors, especially in public companies where they think the cybersecurity team is a cost center, not a profit center. Oh, how much more money do you want to spend on that firewall or whatever? Well, we're trying to actually allow the business to be productive and grow and take risk. And we're not invulnerable. And that's why we have to spend this money. So I think boards can learn a lot from your book. I'd love to actually send a few copies to some public companies that have lost my credit card and other data and breaches. I'm going to have life
Oh,
locked forever at this rate.
absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that I enjoy doing as a leadership coach and consultant is working with corporations that see the need for a greater self-awareness to develop their leaders. As you can imagine, one of my biggest clients is a, I won't say the name, but a $900 million film studio here in Atlanta. And as you can imagine, there's a lot of attitude on the set of a film and TV set. So it's just very important. Business leaders, CEOs, no matter what field you're in, if you have a hazardous attitude, if you lack self-awareness, there is a crash waiting for you in your future and it will cost you revenue.
Wow, the next one in your book, which sounds like I should stop watching the old wrestling. One of my wrestling heroes, Macho Man Randy Savage. So macho is a hazardous attitude. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, Gary, look, I'm an 80s baby, so absolutely wrestling was a big part of my upbringing and my formation as a man. So, yeah, macho, it's the hazardous attitude that causes people to have an overinflated sense of self-ability. It causes them to take unnecessary risks. This is obviously something that is a concern in pilots. You never want to hear a pilot say, "Hey, watch this," or
We're
say,
going to
"Hey,
do a
no."
loop. We're going to do a
Yeah.
stall at 30,000 feet just for fun. Yeah.
Absolutely. You
Let me
never
turn off
want to
the
hear.
firewall for 5 minutes and see what happens.
Exactly. I absolutely, or I can do it, right? And let's be honest, maybe that is part of what fuels hackers, right? Oh, I can do it. The thrill of, oh, that's supposed to be a secure network, or their cyber defense is supposed to be top notch. I can do it, right? That's it. That's the hazardous attitude of macho that causes people to have an overinflated sense of self-ability.
Wow. Well, that is actually inspired. These hackers have inspired continuous threat exposure management, which is, self-penetration testing your network, constantly finding your own holes in Swiss cheese, because the hackers do have that attitude. I can break into anything. And it is, an adrenaline rush and its profits. Cybercrime actually in 2018 surpassed drug crime as the largest form of crime worldwide. We're going to be heading into the trillions on cybercrime. So not only is it, inspiring these macho hackers, but it's making a lot of profits for the bad guys, which always affect us. What's the next hazardous attitude we should be concerned with?
And so then you have impulsivity. This is the hazardous attitude that causes people to act before they think. And in the book, I illustrate this with a CEO that does something very impulsive all while trying to check in on an airplane and taking a flight. And so the results of that fallout are clearly illustrated in the book. And so
Wow.
the story is very compelling. Yeah, so the antidote to this one is simply not so fast, think first. Impulsivity causes us to pay unnecessary tax in areas that we don't have to.
That's great advice. So follow the playbook or the checklist. Yeah, wheels down before landing. Don't be impulsive.
Yeah, think about it this way. If you're a leader and you tend to see people as speed bumps or hurdles versus partners, sometimes your board and your vice president, the people that you have around you, are your greatest defense to you imploding yourself and your company. And so don't impulsive people want to move at the speed of light. They don't want any delays or any perceived slowdowns whatsoever. But at the end of the day, a lot of times the people on your team are there for your benefit most of the time and not your detriment.
Wow, Ricky, your book, it just sounds amazing for our viewers and listeners. And the last one I think is probably equally important, and especially in cybersecurity. I've been breached. You know, the board might fire me. I should quit now. The last person you want to fire is a pilot. Resignation. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so resignation is a hazardous attitude that causes us to prematurely end what would otherwise have been, excuse me, successful. So there's story after story after story. And these are the stories that we gravitate to the most, right? These underdog stories or stories, the miracle on the Hudson. Could you imagine? I'll never forget the call. You know, they were trying to get him to, I believe, to consider Teterboro. And he said, we're not going to make it. But he didn't stop there. He said, we're going to be in the Hudson. And you could almost hear the air traffic controller say, excuse me. But you see what I'm saying?
That's an amazing story, by the way. Never surrender. Amazing story. Saved, I think, not a single passenger was harmed.
Not a single passenger was harmed. And that is a prime example of a situation where a lot of people would have said, this is New York. There's no fields to land in. There's no, you know, no corn fields or cotton fields to put the airplane down in. And so his only option was to somehow put aerodynamics on his side and put this airplane in the Hudson River, and everybody made it. What an amazing story of overcoming what could have been a hazardous attitude of resignation.
Absolutely. So in your book, The Five Hazardous Attitudes, you also cover the ways to win the war within. So you have advice, tips, things people can do to kind of turn around any one of these hazardous or more if they have them all these hazardous attitudes to avoid failure or crashing a plane or crashing the network or getting breached. You know, in cybersecurity, self-awareness and resiliency are critical. It's critical because we can't be secure. We actually can't be 100% secure because the cyber criminals, and they're using AI and the weaponization of malware, you know, and the ransomware and social engineering. It gets worse every day. But if we're self-aware and we also realize, let's set up a lower risk resiliency to the situation. So a lot of people can learn from your book.
Yeah. And I also think that, you know, to be able to send somebody an email or virus or pop something on their screen to do ransomware, that person is hiding behind a computer. That's the hazardous attitude of invulnerability right there. You know, they think, oh, that same person probably doesn't have the nerve to take a gun and go to walk down a sidewalk and rob somebody to the face. But they think they're invulnerable because they're behind a computer. So that's a prime example there of invulnerability. And so the good thing about the book is it doesn't only identify the problem, it also offers actionable solutions and practical steps.
That's wonderful. Where can folks find this book, Ricky?
Absolutely. It's on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles. It's on Audible if you're an Audible guy. And you can connect with me and schedule a discovery call for consultancy for your firm at rickybrown.org.
And Ricky, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, you know what? My story is one that, because I do keynotes and I speak also, I've been speaking for 20 years. I'm actually one of the few commercial pilots you'll ever meet that had to learn how to land over the phone. Here's why. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a story you want to hear. So my mentor told me that, hey, listen, when you go to flight school, there are some flight instructors. They're not there to actually teach. They're there to pad their logbook and build their hours so they can go to the airlines. And so they'll literally fly around with you on your dime and not really teach. So he said, if you get to that situation, I want you to fire the person and get another instructor. If you have to fire everyone at the school, then go to another school, but don't allow people to just not teach and just fly around on your dime and build their logbook. So when we got to the part of the training where it's time to learn how to land, my landings were like basketball landings. I would literally bounce the airplane down the runway two or three times before it came to a stop. And that's not how landing should go. And my instructor would literally say, oh, that's not it. Do it again. We go around and I bounce the airplane down. Where you go? Oh, that's not it. Do it again. Then finally, hazardous attitude of resignation began to settle in. And I called my mentor and I said, I can't do it. I cannot land the plane. We've got days of lessons of me trying to land, and I'm bouncing the airplane down the runway like a basketball. So he said, "Well, what is it doing?" And I explained exactly what was happening with the airplane. And here's what he told me. He said, "All the way down, I want you to fly the airplane 10 feet above the ground, 1 feet above the ground, 1 inch above the ground. Fly the airplane all the way down. And remember, it's always too soon to quit." And so the next day I did that. I flew the airplane 10 feet above the ground, flew the airplane 5 feet above the ground. I flew the airplane 1 feet above the ground. And then I just let a little bit of power out and let the wheels touch. And my instructor was amazed. His eyes were, he said, "Go around and do it again." I did it again. I had 10 takeoffs and landings that day, that if I had a cup of water filled to the brim on the floor, it wouldn't have spilled a drop. And he said, "What happened? I don't understand." He said, "Today you can land the airplane better than I can. Yesterday you were bouncing the airplane down the runway." And I told him what happened. I told him I called my mentor. And then the very next thing I did was I fired and I got me another instructor. So, yeah, it's always too soon to quit. All the way down, never give up on it.
Wow, Ricky, great advice. And if you did this with foggles, you're a Jedi to me, man.
Yeah, they do make you do that and flip them up right before the end. Yeah.
That's incredible. What a great story. Ricky Brown, Air Force veteran, former commercial pilot, author of a great book, The Five Hazardous Attitudes: Ways to Win the War Within. I strongly recommend anybody in cybersecurity grab this book right away, rickybrown.org, at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, at Audible.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.